A war of words has erupted between the two Czechs charged with steering the country's external relations, the president and foreign minister. The clash stems from concerns that the Czech opt-out from the European Union's Lisbon Treaty, demanded by President Václav Klaus, might not be looking so solid. Chris Johnstone reports.
This new treaty reminds me of a marathon, but a marathon with hurdles. And I believe that tonight we have removed the last political hurdle.
EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso in jubilant mood just a year ago after European leaders agreed to give the Czech Republic an opt-out from the European Charter of Fundamental Rights. That was the price demanded by President Václav Klaus for agreeing to the EU's reforming Lisbon Treaty. The Czech Republic, or more precisely the Czech president, was the last obstacle to getting the treaty agreed and its changes put into effect. President Klaus objected to the charter, saying that it could be used by Germans expelled from Czechoslovakia after World War II to reclaim their rights and property. The Czech opt-out was not given immediately, but offered down the line, tagged onto another international treaty which all the EU's 27 members would have to sign up to. The most likely-looking document on the horizon appeared to be the treaty ratifying membership front-runner Croatia's entry into the EU. But that solid scenario for delivering the Czech opt-out now looks under threat, and President Václav Klaus is apparently unhappy that Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg is not doing enough to secure it. Wednesday's edition of the Daily Lidové Noviny quoted the president as saying that he did not much trust his foreign minister to fight on such issues and accused him of being on the other side of the barricades. Mr. Schwarzenberg, who comes from an aristocratic family, accused President Klaus of being steeped in unwavering prejudices and opinions, adding that some probably stemmed from 1950s communist propaganda against the nobility and Catholic Church. The source of this undiplomatic spat, not the first and probably not the last between the two men who mix like oil and water, follows suggestions from the EU's Enlargement Commissioner, Stefan Fula, that a debate is being waged in Brussels over the legal form the Croatian accession treaty and Czech opt-out should take. The Commissioner's spokeswoman is Angela Filotta.
This is something that the legal service of the Council is looking into, and it's not something where the Commission is being consulted at the time being, so I cannot give you more details on this.
The Council is the decision-making body where all EU states are represented. Croatian newspaper journalist in Brussels, Augustin Palkaj, says this issue is a hot topic with his country's membership negotiations coming to a close after 5 years of talks.
The Croatian goal, which is shared by many EU member states, is to conclude accession talks next spring and to sign accession treaty in June. But this is also not certain because some of the remaining chapters that Croatia has to close are negotiations on chapter on judiciary. Then also Croatia has to resolve a very painful issue of restructuring of shipyard industry.
With Croatia likely to be the last country to be joining the EU for many years, there is a rush to tack all sorts of amendments to its accession treaty. Mr. Palokai says that while an Irish opt-out to the Lisbon Treaty is certain to be tagged along, those of other countries look a lot less assured.
Chris Johnstone reporting there.